This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Half a century ago, the Sonoma Valley was home to the creation of the modern Thanksgiving turkey, a hybrid bird that was developed to grow faster with larger breasts. Today, a handful of local agriculturalists are trying to do just the opposite, growing small flocks of what are called heritage turkeys. One of them is Paul Dolcini, who added a modest flock of the noisy, colorful big birds for the first time this year on the family's organic farm east of Pengrove.
We've got Spanish black, blue slate, bronze, bourbon red, Narragansett, five, six different breeds that are here. I get them out of Iowa, but these breeds originated in Europe, some in Mexico, that the Europeans brought back to Europe from Mexico, and then they came here.
Raising an organic turkey, no matter what breed, is a rigorous process, one that begins virtually as soon as the chick steps out of its shell.
If you want to be organic, they got to be a day old. And so that's what we do. We get baby chicks come in right to the post office in Petaluma, go down, pick them up in the morning, put them in a brooder, and away you go.
The turkeys live in small, movable enclosures made of chicken wire stretched over PVC pipe frames, which stand scattered across a grassy hillside.
These birds are in individual cages with small groups, and they get moved through the pasture every day. And so they're eating grass, bugs, and anything else, and little rocks, things like that in the pasture, and they get fresh grass every day.
But Dolcini is emphatic that his bird's open-air lifestyle should not be confused with what is called free-range poultry.
A lot of times a free-range could just be free-ranging in a big barn, not in an individual cage. So they're free-ranging around the barn, and sometimes there's a door open, but they don't too often go outside, and if they do, there isn't anything really for them to eat, not too much grass. These are pastured, out in a pasture, moved daily, sometimes twice a day, so they're always on good, clean soil, grasses. They get sunshine, wind in their face, the whole thing, fresh air, and it makes a big difference.
Dolcini says he was inspired to try growing the turkeys after sampling one at a slow food event at the SRJC Schoen Farm last year. His daughter, Isabella, is also participating as part of a 4-H project. In fact, 4-H students may account for the majority of the heritage turkeys raised in Sonoma County this year. For both the teen farmers and Dolcini, the going price for these specialty birds is $7.50 per pound, well above the cost of standard supermarket turkeys. And that troubles him.
It'd be nice if everyone could afford these turkeys. You want to have something that everybody can afford, not just people that are a little bit well off. The problem is that the organic feed is extremely expensive, and that makes it tough.
Still, Dolcini's entire crop of turkeys sold out well before Thanksgiving. He did save one for his own table, confirming that there is an ample demand for them here in food-conscious North Bay. Paul is following up on this year's learning experience with the heritage birds just the way you might expect. He's planning to place a larger order of chicks next February. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.